Just one clarification in the law of Achsenai that we're learning in Siman Tafresh Ayin Zayin. There's a law that says that at certain times a guest that's staying by somebody's house on Hanukkah, so in order to fulfill his obligation of Nerot, he has to partake in the Nerot of the Baal HaBayit by giving him a coin, so he has a partnership of some sort in the oil and the wicks. The question that applies mostly is when you have children that are married that are staying by their parents or their in-laws for Hanukkah for a few nights, let's say a weekend, whatever it may be. And the question then is this considered a case of Achsenai? Which means, this case, is this considered a case where the children or the husband has to go partners with his father or his father-in-law by giving him a coin or something in order to be partners on the oil and the wicks? According to the strict halakha, usually the setup in these cases is that the person who's going, the couple, is being taken care of by their parents or their in-laws. They don't have to pay for anything. They're their guests. They don't pay for room and board. They don't pay for anything. And therefore, our Kabbalah Bajah holds in such a case, the children become part of the house. And therefore, they don't have to make a shituf. They don't have to make any monetary arrangement. They're part of the house. They're getting taken care of from everything. Even though it's only there, even though they're only guests. Chabad Shion holds like that in principle as well. Based on an opinion of a Ginat Veradim. The Ginat Veradim holds that the only time really that the Din of Achsanya applies is if a person is going somewhere and he's paying his way. He has to pay for his room and his board, and they charge him and itemize every single item that he takes. They pay him. So he's not part of the Baal HaBayit. He's a guest that's paying. So in order to connect himself to the Baal HaBayit, he has to pay something to be part of the oil. But if everything is taken care of already, so he's included in the Baal HaBayit's lighting. And therefore, children that go to their parents' house or in-laws' house on Hanukkah, they should just stand there for the time of the lighting of the Baal HaBayit, and they are yotzeh, and they don't have to light in their own room. Chaim Ben Zion says, if you want to be mahmir, to suspect the opinions that say that even in such a case you need to make a shituf, so you should give a coin, a dime, or a quarter, whatever it is, if you're not going to offend the people. Chaim Avadiyah doesn't need that. Chaim Avadiyah says it's an order, automatic. The question then would be, let's say it's a husband and a wife and a family. Do they have to give a quarter for each person? No. Halakha says that whoever you would light for at home and they're covered with you, so they're covered with you with the quarter. So then when you give the shituf, the wife is covered and the children are covered as well. The question then is, when you give the money, does the Baal HaBayit have to add a little oil to the besides what he's using, or are you buying a piece of the oil that already exists? So from the law again, it's enough just to be mishtatef with the oil that he has. Mishtavura says that some of mahmir to add a little oil, and the kafa'im brings that as well. But keep in mind, you're not buying all the oil, and you're not buying half the oil. You're just buying a piece of oil just to show that you are part of the Baal HaBayit's lighting. So again, halakha l'maaseh, if you have a fellow that's a couple that's staying by their parents' house, or the in-laws' house, or something like that for Hanukkah, they do not have to mishtatef min adin. V'mahmid to mishtatef for the piruta tavo ala beracha.